Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Narasur Prabhu. Welcome back for part two.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, can I...
Yes. Yeah, please go ahead and read the question.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，上次Gidari Maharaj 对 Narasvara Prabhu 进行了采访，那段录音大家也听到了。听完之后呢，有两位奉献者提出了问题。今天我们又再次荣幸的邀请到 Narasvara Prabhu 在线给我们来回答这两个问题。第一个问题，这两个问题因为相近，所以我就一起先把中文读一下。第一个问题是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu。感谢 Maharaj 和 Prabhu， 感谢翻译主持。按照知识产权，一位作者的著作产权保护期是有效，是有期限的。作者终身以及逝世后50年 ，Prabhupada 的隐迹是在1977年。那么2027年，50年后，按照知识产权的说法，圣恩的著作将不受保护。这种说法是否正确？是正确的吗？如果属实，是否意味着 BBT 名存实亡了呢？亚舒达库马尔帕布的问题，根据世界版权公约，知识产版权的保护仅限于25年，作者离世之后25年内的是受保护的。Prabhupada 离开这个世界已经超过25年了，那么现在它的版权是怎样的呢？在中国是根据中国的版权法，知识产权法是，作者逝世后50年内是受保护的。Hare Krishna。
Thank you, Madhavi. Well, this is a seems like an interesting question, but really it's a question which would only be raised by someone who wants to, take something which is not theirs, make use of something which is not theirs, just like Ravana wanted to use Sita, but Sita belongs to Ram. So Prabhupada's copyrights, Prabhupada's work, belongs to him, and he gave it to his organization. He wanted the BBT to benefit from his work through the work of the BBT. So. Oh, yes, sorry. I forgot
about that. Translation again. 听上去是很有意思的两个问题，但是一般来说只有那些想要去得到或者是索取不属于他们自己
So basically the question is, the BBT will certainly exist after the expiration of the technical expiration of the copyrights according to material laws. The BBT will still exist and will still continue to publish Prabhupada's books, and we would expect that followers of Srila Prabhupada would follow his instructions and continue to follow his the process which he set up, in spite of the materialistic laws, the instructions of the spiritual master supersede any material laws, in my opinion. And so I would say that after the period where the laws of the material governments are finished, we continue. We don't stop.
奉献者又问到说，提到说，根据知识产权法或者版权法，一个作者他离世后五十年之后，他的版权、他的著作就不再受保护了。那明确的回答这个问题就是，即便根据这个版权物质层面的知识产权或者版权相关的法律，这个保护期到了期限之后 ，BBT 依然会。继续存在下去，因为圣空他我们说的版权法呢是物质层面上的法律，但是圣帕帕的书籍依然会继续由 BBT 来出版 ，BBT 将会继续存在再下去出版圣帕帕的书籍以及其他的圣帕帕的圣帕帕的追随者的他们的书籍，在我看来，一个。人的灵性导师的训示是要高于任何的物质层面的法律的，我们要想做圣帕帕的追随者，就要追随他的训示以及追随他所设立的一套程序，而不是物质层面上的物质层面的任何的法律。所以总而言之 BBT 会始终继续运作下去的。
So my question would be, why is this question being raised? Do the Prabhus raising the question think they can do a better job in 25 years or 30 years or whenever it is? Do they think they can do a better job? And if they do think they can do a better job, why don't they just work with us now? Why are you thinking about 20, 30 years from now? Now is the time to act. Now is the time to engage. Don't worry about 30 years from now. Engage now, and if you think you can do a better job, if you have ideas, work with the management of the BBT in order to push on the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
I want to ask 就是为什么两位帕布会问出这样的问题？问出这样的问题，是不是觉得自己会做得更好？二三十年后，当圣帕帕的著作如果根据物质的版权法，所谓的不再受保护以后，是不是帕布提出这样的问题，是觉得自己做会做得更好？如果觉得自己做得更好的话，那为什么不现在就来参与进来，来协助现在的 BBT 管理，来一起推动圣帕帕的使命呢？为什么要等到二三十年之后？不要担心二三十年之后，如果觉得自己可以做得更好，那现在就来和 BBT 一起来合作。
There seems to be, I guess, some maybe confusion about the length of those copyrights. So you said that they were some time ago they were extended. So can you speak about that?
关于版权，根据版权法，一个作品作者的作品保护的期限到底是多长？似乎有一些 不清晰，或者是有一些迷惑的地方。刚刚跑步提到说，好像在请跑步再继续解释，进一步解释一下。
Well, I mean, it's a little technical, but basically every country, all countries have their own copyright laws and their own, acts of parliament or whatever it is. But there's also an international convention where most countries are signed up over there, and they have a convention where they work together on some of the major points of and so yeah, the originally the copyright, I mean the laws were the period was shorter and it's been extended. Mostly by pressure from the people like the Disney Corporation, people like that, who pressured governments to extend the period. So I'm just trying to remember. I did send you the latest.
Yes, I have it here, which you sent.
Yeah. Read that out.
According to here, after 1920s.
Anyway, it's just a technical.
It said works published after 1923, but before 78, it protected for 95 years from the date of publication.
Yes. That's the latest law, the latest period that they've got on the books. Like I said, most, even though countries have their own laws, there's an international convention, I think it's called the Berne Convention or something like that. International Copyright Convention
Universal Copyright Convention.
Well, it's a worldwide. It's a worldwide, yeah. Mm. And countries sign on to that.
Okay. 关于版权法保护一个作品保护的期限到底是多长，这个就是一些专业的问题了。那其实每个国家都有它各自的版权法，与此同时我们知道有很多国家都注册到了世界就是加入的一些针对一些主要的问题主要的要点做一个统一的规定。世界版权公约它在某一个历史时期某一年它也对于作品的保护进行了延长，延长主要是因为当时的迪士尼公司给政府施加的压力。这里有一段是世界版权公约的一个内容，这里说到是1923年之后1978年之前出版发行的作品保护期限是从出版日期起之后的95年。如果说这个作品被创作出来但没有出版，是与1978年之前创作的，那么这个版权的保护期限是这个作者终身以及作者逝世之后70年。
Yes, probably. But this is not really important information for devotees of ISKCON, devotees of Srila Prabhupada. This is information that opponents or enemies of ISKCON and the BBT would be interested in. so that they can take advantage of Prabhupada's work. But followers of Prabhupada, followers of ISKCON, why would they be interested? They would just follow, they should just follow Prabhupada's plan, Prabhupada's instructions, and continue to support his.
刚刚我们分享了一点来自于世界版权公约的一些最新的规定，但是这个信息对我们来说并不是最重要的，对 ISKCON 的奉献者，对圣 Prabhupada 的追随者来说，这并不是最关键的讯息。这些信息对那些 ISKCON 或者 BBT 的反对者来说是更有用的信息，他们会利用这个信息。但是为什么奉献者ISKCON 的奉献者 Prabhupada 的追随者会对这样的信息感兴趣呢？奉献者应该感兴趣的只是去追随圣 Prabhupada 的计划，追随圣 Prabhupada 的训示，继续支持 BBT， 一起推动 Prabhupada 的使命。
It seems that when Prabhupada set up the BBT, you know, he did so to protect the copyrights of his books, and I guess to make it very clear that all publishing should be done through the BBT. That was his expressed desire. I mean, he signed off the rights, right, to the BBT. He transferred those rights to the BBT, correct?
Yeah,
Translate.
That's exactly my point.
Translate.
Oh, go ahead.
我是圣 Prabhupada 在他成立 BBT 的最初的他的初衷目的就是要保护他的作品的版权，他把他的作品的版权交给了 BBT， 而且他圣 Prabhupada 明显的愿望就是希望他的所有的书籍都只由 BBT 来出版。包括说这正是我想说的。
Yeah.That's my point. So Prabhupada has an expressed desire, an expressed will. His will is that, you know, the BBT should publish all his works, and the works of other devotees, his disciples. He said that, and that's his will. So there's no question in my mind. If you're a follower of Prabhupada, you follow his instructions.And so if you're thinking something else, if you're concerned about, you know, or when you can get your hands on Prabhupada's copyrights to do whatever you want to do with them, it doesn't make sense. If you're a follower of Prabhupada, it doesn't make sense. So he said this movement will, you know, it talked about 10,000 years. Oh, well, only, you know, 25 years or 50 years after I depart and then fall apart. No, 10,000 years. And books are the basis. So books are not the basis only for the first 20 or to 50 years. Books are the basis for the whole...for the whole period, and it's a very simple thing, you know. This the people who want to follow and help the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and those who want to do their own thing, they have their own idea, and.Yeah. It's something that goes on in the material world, what to do. We have a choice, and we make our choice. That's, you know, we left at the end of the thing. If X suddenly decides that he wants to, you know, do something with Prabhupada's works, nothing will stop him legally, but How does that show his love and cooperation for Prabhupada and his movement? It doesn't. So that's why I say only the enemies of ISKCON, Prabhupada's movement, would be interested in this kind of information, this kind of these laws, material laws.
的确，这是圣帕布帕的显而易见的愿望。他希望他的所有的书籍以及他的门徒的作品书籍都由 BBT 来出版，所以在我的心中是不存在这样的问题的，是没有毫无疑问的。你只要是圣帕布帕的追随者，就必然应该去追随他的训示，我心里没有任何的疑问对于这一点。如果说有人有别的想法，想得到圣普拉布哈的作品的版权，还同时想做圣普拉布哈的追随者，这是讲不通的。圣普拉布哈的亲自也说过，说他的 Krishna 智觉运动要持续一万年黄金年代的。我们说书籍是基础，书籍不光是一万年黄金年代的前25年或前50年，或者说作者去世之后25年、50年这段时间内，书籍是基础，书籍永远是基础，书籍是在这一万年黄金年代当中始终都是基础。这很简单，如果有人想做自己的事，按照自己的想法做自己的事情，那也没有办法。在物质世界，这样的事情始终都发生着。我们都有选择权的，每个人都有自己的个体的自由的选择权。但最终如果说真的有个某，比如说假奉献者，他想要利用圣普拉帕达的作品来做些什么，那也没有什么能够阻挡他，即便用法律的手段也没有办法阻挡他。但是我们这样的行为，我们怎么能看出对圣普拉帕达的使命的忠诚和在圣帕对圣帕的服务当中的合作呢？所以说就像我刚刚说的，只有 ISKCON 的反对者，圣帕帕的反对者，敌人们才会对这一类的物质的法律的信息感兴趣。
So I guess that's
the responsibility.
I guess there's a difference between...
What happened?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There's a break. I was going to say, there's a second part to it. The second part is, I've been talking about the responsibility of the devotees, but there's also a huge responsibility on the shoulders of the BVT. Prabhupada had the confidence to put his copyrights into the BBT, and he had his plan, but the BBT also has a big responsibility to ensure that we produce the works in a proper way for a proper price, to support the preaching mission. So it's not just one-sided. There's responsibility on both sides. And if the BBT is producing wonderful books, why will anyone want to go anywhere else to get their books? They'll get them from the BBT. So the responsibility is all around. It's not just one-sided. It's, we also as the BBT have a big responsibility to ensure that we support the preaching and provide the books that are required by the preachers, by ISKCON.
刚刚我们说了一方面，那这个问题我们还可以从另外一方面去讨论，去理解。因为我们说责任不是单方面的，刚刚我们一直在谈从奉献者的角度，奉献者一方的责任。我说的第二方面就是从 BBT 的角度来讲， BBT 也肩负着 很大的责任，因为 Srila Prabhupada 把他的版权交给了 BBT 承担着很大的责任，需要生产出高质量的书籍来。如果说 BBT 能够生产出高教使命，让奉献者有好书可买，那奉献者还何必去找别的渠道去买书呢？所以说这个责任是两方面的。
So I was just going to say earlier that there's a difference, it seems, between, you know, following the spirit of the instruction of the law and the letter of it. So legally, you know, one may say that, okay, at some point the copyright expires and that legally, you know, anybody can do anything. But that obviously is not the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law was that Prabhupada, he signed off, you know, his right to those, the copyrights to the BBT, and he expected the BBT to publish his books. That's clearly the spirit. And as you said, this is for 10,000 years. It's not for 25, 50, 70, 100, or whatever. It's for 10,000 years. That's clear, very clear what Prabhupada's, what his desire was. Shyamalila. Shyamalila. Any rule? Shyamalila.
Yeah, we lost you now. Or I did anyway. You're back.
Shyamalila, did you get that?
Could you please repeat the first part about the spirit of the law and later meaning of the law? Are you referring to the material copyright law or Srila Prabhupada's instructions?
Prabhupada's instructions, right? His spirit was that he signed off the copyrights to the BBT. He wanted the BBT to hold those copyrights. He wanted the BBT to publish his books. And it wasn't for 50, 70, 95 years, it was for 10,000 years. That's clear.
Srila Prabhupada 把他的作品的版权交给了 BBT, 而这个 BBT, 这个版权的保护期不只是50年、70年、95年，而是一万年黄金年代，这是清晰的，这是一清二楚的。
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to follow Prabhupada's law, or you want to follow, you know, the laws of these materialistic governments?
所以我们需要自己去做出和选择，自己想明白，我们是要追随物质的政府制定的法律，还是要追随圣普拉布帕的定下的法律，也就是他的训示。
Last question here. Wasn't this also expressed in Prabhupada's final will? Was something expressed about the BBT in his final will? Do you remember? I seem to recall something.
I'm not sure about that. But if you give me like a couple of minutes, I could probably find it for you.
Okay. Well, we'll.
What is it that the specific part where Prabhupada mentions the BBT?
I seem to recall that something
and
about
the BBT.
Yeah, I seem to recall that, but you know, I'm not 100% sure. I just thought that you may have knowledge of it.
Yeah, I don't have it off the top of my head. I thought I could find the will, but
Okay, it's something we can research and we can see, but whether it is or it isn't, I mean, the point is that the Prabhupada's desire is clear, and we should basically just follow his. We should just follow his instructions. That's the bottom line.
That's all. That's all. You know, are we devotees of you know, the material world, or are we devotees of Krishna? And do we want to get out of?
All right, I think that basically puts those questions to rest.
All right.
Quite clear.
These things are, you know, they're quite clear and actually common sense, really, for, you know, but if you have a different, it depends on what your agenda is. If you have a different agenda, you can make all kinds of different arrangements.
但也取决于我们每个人自己的计划、自己的动机。如果没有不同的计划、不同的动机，那我们就会想出各种办法来。Good,
thank you for that.
谢谢您的回答。
And if other questions come up, we may speak to you again as required.
No problem.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
It's good for devotees to understand what's going on and what they're doing and why they're doing it.
奉献者有必要了解到底现在是什么状况。 我在做着什么？为什么要做这些事情？奉献者了解这些是很重要的，也很有意。Thank
you.
Is that fine? We have some other.
Yeah, we'll just cut this. We'll stop the recording.